Richard stood aside and out she stormed. "And good riddance!" shouted a voice from the inner office. A phone rang and was picked up immediately. "Yes," answered the voice from the inner office testily. The girl popped back for her scarf, but quietly so her ex-employer wouldn't hear. Then she was finally gone. "Yes, Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. How can we be of help to you?" The torrent of French from upstairs had ceased. A kind of tense calm descended. Inside, the voice said, "That's right, Mrs. Sunderland. Messy divorces are our particular speciality." There was a pause. "Yes, thank you, Mrs. Sunderland. Not quite that messy." Down went the phone again, to be replaced instantly by the ringing of another one. Richard looked around the grim little office. There was very little in it. A battered chipboard veneer desk, an old grey filing cabinet, and a dark green tin waste paper bin. On the wall was a Duran Duran poster on which someone had scrawled in fat red felt tip, "Take this down, please." Beneath that, another hand had scrawled, "No." Beneath that again, the first hand had written, "I insist that you take it down." Beneath that, the second hand had written, "Won't." Beneath that, "You're fired." Beneath that, "Good." And there the matter appeared to have rested. He knocked on the inner door, but was not answered. Instead, the voice continued. "I'm very glad you asked me that, Mrs. Rawlinson. The term holistic refers to my conviction that what we are concerned with here is the fundamental interconnectedness of all things. I do not concern myself with such petty things as fingerprint powder, telltale pieces of pocket fluff, and inane footprints. I see the solution to each problem as being detectable in the pattern and web of the whole. The connections between causes and effects are often much more subtle and complex than we, with our rough and ready understanding of the physical world, might naturally suppose, Mrs. Rawlinson. Let me give you an example. If you go to an acupuncturist with toothache, he sticks a needle instead into your thigh. Do you know why he does that, Mrs. Rawlinson?" "No, neither do I, Mrs. Rawlinson, but we intend to find out. A pleasure talking to you, Mrs. Rawlinson. Goodbye." Another phone was ringing as he put this down. Richard eased the door open and looked in. It was the same Svlad, or Dirk, Celi. Looking a little rounder about the middle, a little looser and redder about the eyes and the neck, but it was still essentially the same face that he remembered most vividly, smiling a grim smile as its owner climbed into the back of one of the Black Mariahs of the Cambridgeshire Constabulary 8 years previously. He wore a heavy old light brown suit, which looked as if it had been worn extensively for bramble-hacking expeditions in some distant and better past. A red checked shirt, which failed entirely to harmonise with the suit, and a green striped tie, which refused to speak to either of them. He also wore thick metal-rimmed spectacles, which probably accounted at least in part for his dress sense.